Join us as we hammerhead another surf and shark our enemies in a drop of blood in the water. Never stop swimming, sink or swim edition of Dead Man Roll No Crits. This is your razor tooth GM Patrick here, and joining me in chumming the waters and desperately in need of a bigger boat are my four friends and your players, Jawsy Gerbert, Ripster Rebecca, Sawtooth Seth, and Tiger Tyler.
Hey. Call me Jawsy J. That's what they call me.
Fun fact, my initials.
Did you forget how to spell your name?
yeah, Jabbert with the J.
My initials are actually SAW, so.
There you go. Oh, what's your middle name, Seth?
Alan.
Like it.
Alan.
Phones are working.
Oh, I was thinking about the Velociraptor.
Yes.
Jurassic Park 3.
Such a good scene. Alan.
It's like the puppet head bobbing up and down.
Why didn't they have that in the trailer? That would have sold. Dinosaurs talk now?
They talk now.
They talk now? God, that is my favorite. Like, I will never forget that line from the latest Star Wars film.
Oh boy.
I didn't watch it.
Dude, the two lines that stick with me from that film the most are somehow Palpatine's returned. Oh. And they fly now?
They fly now.
So good.
No one's ever invented a jetpack before. It's weird. Has anybody seen these movies?
Good. There was a catapult.
Oh, it was a catapult.
They were catapulting, and then they had a jetpack. It was like a catapult jetpack combo. Like,
so they invented the jetpack before they invented the catapult. Got it. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But so that they could sell you the toy.
Well, I mean, obviously you need the toy. You gotta sell the toy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just. You know, basic morals.
It was morals.
Those are Disney morals.
Yeah. It wasn't just a regular.
I don't care. I love how low the bar is for Star Wars. Like Star Wars is the only company that can be like, oh, the stormtroopers are black now, and the fan base is like, here's $10 million.
How progressive,
Tyler. That happened a long time ago. I'm sorry.
I know it did. I'm just saying, like, but like that, you know,
they're
that was
Death Troopers.
Yeah, that was like a big thing when it happened. We were like, oh!
A big thing when it happened in 1993.
Speaking of big things, I have an update regarding my husband's immigration status.
Oh, that's why he didn't tell us before we started recording. How's it going?
We have been informed that we are documentarily complete.
Ooh.
Which means that we so do romantic. Not need to submit anything else. So we don't need to send anything else in. We're literally just waiting for an interview date at this point.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's good.
So we're I feel like I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. I haven't seen it up until this point. So
only took a year and a half?
Almost two years.
2 years? Yeah. I was about to say, when did this start?
A lot of documents. Yeah,
it's been a while. Well, we had to go through like three different departments total, so like we're on the last one.
So stupid.
Bureaucracy, man. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, Canada, like they're a real enemy state. We gotta vet them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you better. You better.
Yeah, it would be one thing if he was trying to immigrate from like a truly
an enemy territory.
Yeah, and his first name was
one country goes here, listeners.
And his first name was Slaughter, and his last name was The Whites. I'd be like, got 2 years to vet that. Sure. Like,
that's his Catholic name, but he doesn't go by that.
It's so weird. The most common surname in the Middle East is The Whites. Who would have thought? There's just so many of The Whites over there.
So many of The Whites.
Thank goodness.
This episode went weird already.
I was trying to share joyous information.
I don't think it was your fault, Seth. I don't think we're pointing the fingers at you in this particular case.
In many other cases, Yes, but not right now.
There's a very sporty member of the cast. I won't say names, but someone who's a big sporto.
Thank you, Jabert.
Why are you all pointing at your cameras?
Why am I the only person who's not pointing at my camera? Wait a minute.
let's get back to the underground area beneath the fortress of Lugerhold. And back with A-Team, as last week you guys convinced Tiny to help you in keeping the Antimantine Golem at bay. They have acid spells, so they can do that, cantrips. But you will have to come back eventually because they can't do it forever. You all descend.
That's more than I can do it, so. Yeah,
please come back. Please come back. You all descend a spiral staircase past ramparts and slit windows, showing you heading down into a massive subterranean lair. Indeed, at the bottom, you open a large wooden door that would allow, say, for a large creature to pass through, and it opens up. The stairs open up to a beach inside a massive underground cavern whose ceiling rises hundreds of feet above your heads.
Wait, a beach?
Yeah, a beach.
Like a sandy beach?
Yeah, there's sand here.
Are there waves?
Could be a rocky beach.
One of the Mainers beaches.
There are what look like very minor kind of crestallations and things on the map in the water. Like, so I think it's like little lapping, like kind of like a lake.
Kind of like Great Lakes sort of waves, where it's sort of like little nibbles.
Yeah, this is probably connected somehow to the outside ocean, as indeed you've heard tales, rumors of there being a secret port on Lugerhold that none have seen before.
Oh, underground.
Wait, if none have seen before, how know there?
Rumors, Tyler. Just rumors. Well, everyone knows that.
Rumor has it.
I was gonna say it was mentioned in that Fleetwood Mac album, and everyone wondered why they're all dressed as pirates.
Ah, the answer now revealed. Yeah.
Why did that one guy have two pairs of brass balls on the cover? That's what I want to know. someone pointed out that what's his name?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, has just like a big old pair of brass balls on the cover of Rumors.
I mean, why not? You know, why not? Maybe we'll find out today in this week's episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits.
I would have probably not noticed it, but now I can't not see it every time. I thought it was just like a belt or something hanging down, but it's two little balls.
What are you going to do?
Dream.
Fleetwood Mac always makes me think of our flagman's death.
Why is that?
Because none of y'all have seen it, despite the fact that it's a pirate show and it's so good.
I've watched some of it.
Yeah, they play the chain at the end of
one of the episodes. Ooh, so angry.
Okay, it's on a service I don't have.
Reason, because they play the chain. Until you said that part, I was like, were you literally just setting that up so you could dunk on us? That was great.
Absolutely dunk.
No, they play the chain during a very important part of the first season. That's, yeah.
Dude, Fleetwood Mac and the Chain, that song has been used seemingly all over the place recently. A resurgence of Fleetwood Mac.
It is a great song.
Speaking of Our Flag Means Death, I'm going to see the show eventually. And not like I don't have malicious intent against it or anything. The amount of straight people who have come to my husband and I going, you've got to watch it. They're gay on the show. I'm like,
I've
heard.
Not just them. Everyone on that show.
Did you know
gay.
That pirates
so
had some gays?
I was about to say, is it a pirate show? Well, then it's got gays. Like, what do you want? That's every pirate show ever put together. So,
Wow. Another straight person has discovered that the gay people have been sailing the high seas for the last 400 years.
Way to go, Rebecca, for
Rebecca.
I'm sorry. Boo. I've added it to my list of I need to go back personal.
Oh, for sure. I'm gonna watch it.
It's one I always keep forgetting about, and it's like it got two seasons, it's enough to binge. Yeah. Anyway,
I have to say, you have to stick with it, because the first like three episodes, you're like, this is just a silly pirate show. But then it turns into something so much better, and it's great. Anyway, that's all I'll say.
Tyler, to answer your question, indeed, everyone knows that Kurdak Bonefist's personal giant man-of-war ship called the Filthy Lucre has a berth somewhere in Port Peril, though none see it. It's got to be somewhere on the island.
I was going to ask what a lucre was and like why this place was called Lucrehold, but now that you say that there's a ship called the Lucre, I'm like, nah, it makes total sense why there would be a Lucrehold. It's a place where you hold your ship. Ship holding.
And a Luger hold is a place where you put your pistol.
That's where you put your Luger, yeah. And a Lager hold is what you call my tummy.
Jabert the Lager hold.
That's right. You put that Lager right in my tum-tum.
Luger really doesn't have the same meaning unless Filthy is in front of it. Filthy Luger. So that's the name of his ship. It's got to be somewhere down here, but as you get to the bottom of the stairs, you can sense that you're in a massive cavern, but indeed it stretches on into darkness above you outside of any magical means to look. And there's also a thick mist throughout here. You can see some lights in the distance, perhaps, but not much else. Not much else.
Okay.
Maybe sorry, I got distracted because I had to look up Filthy Luca because that's a character in Robin Hood Men in Tights. My favorite movie.
Wait, what? Filthy Luca?
Yeah.
Rebecca, stop goofing and gaffing and derailing us. No one needs to know what you're
googling. Is this our beach episode, Patrick?
We are on an underground beach, so
it's about to be a real beach for you.
Oh yeah, filthy. Oh wow,
big
jeez. Look at the noggin on Rebecca. Dang.
My name is Luca.
My favorite movie.
It is a good one. As you move forward here, indeed, you hear maybe some light whistling in the mist along the beach. Take us to a map. You see a familiar figure whose outline becomes clear as you walk forward. You all remember this cat, this character?
Oh, it's the bard. It's the bard that we killed like 3 minutes ago.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
I can remember his name.
Is he undead or something, or a werewolf?
No, he's a werewolf. He's a werewolf. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, he's a werewolf, and his name is like, oh, man.
We invited him to our party, and he flipped out.
Oh, his name is,
we did the Black Tower for
him. Yeah, we did. We did things for him. We invited him to our party.
Hero point to the first person that gives me his name.
Oh, my gosh.
Wolfie. Wolfie Wolfbottom.
I was literally going to say Wolfie, but
I'm also going to just give the hero point to whoever has the best name. That's currently leading.
Fangs triple back.
Fangs a lot.
Fangs.
That's what he said to us after we've completed this mission.
Now that you guys keep saying wolf things, all I can think of is like Silvermane and any other like BS.
Well, first of all, he's a were-shark, so no mane.
Oh no, okay.
Silverfin, no. Maybe.
You see the figure of one Avamar Sorenash.
Oh, I just read it.
I didn't remember that was the were-shark guy. I remembered that name, and I remembered thinking he was a real butthole, but
a butthole.
Wait, I thought he was. I guess
he had a ship in a bottle that was a replica of his ship. That's also from my notes.
Yeah, look, that's how you know he's
right under his name.
That's how you know he's a real piece of crap. Though?
It was.
Impossible bottle. Yeah.
You see him kind of strolling through the sands and says, you guys will need to stop right there, mateys.
Is he going to turn into a shark and then flop around at me?
they have street shark legs, Jabert. You know that, which is why it was kind of a street shark intro.
Name one street shark.
Ripper? Riptide.
Clipper. You had it. You were like, you almost said it, Patrick, and then you didn't.
Rip. What was the rabble mabble?
Ripster.
Rabble rabble.
That's the name. Yeah. He kind of puts a hand up and says, "You all have done quite a lot of work to get down here, huh? Took out the short kings, I imagine."
Mate, I don't even know who you're talking about right now.
Hanta will actually, like, tilt his head to the side. He's like, do you actually mean to stand against us right now?
You see, the Hurricane King's paid for me to guard him against any would-be attackers on his precious isle here. And I'm not sure what you all did to enrage him, but he's been looking for an excuse to take out that sea lass, Tessa Fairwind, for some time. So it seems like he's seizing the opportunity.
Did he give you any help?
I am loyal to the crown and the coin that he's got. But here's the thing. I don't like the Hurricane King any more than you all. He pays the bills, but, well, let it never be said that Sorenash forgets a friend. You all could have killed me on your Isle of Empty Eyes when I went feral at your dinner party.
We could kill you right now.
You could try. You didn't have to back my play for the Black Tower or its contents, but you all upheld the Pirate Code, despite me perhaps acting like a Fortnite's unwashed bunghole to you all.
Now that's a vivid image.
Mm. So against my better judgment, you all will get a pass from me. He begins to like walk past you. Doot, doot, doot.
Oh. Oh, wow. All right.
Sense motive? Is he going to stab us in the back?
Not stab you, but he kind of like throws over his shoulder. He's like, ah, but you know, I do happen to seem to recall an incident on Alo of you freeing my dinosaur and riding it out of the town square for all to see.
To be fair, that was before we knew it was your town.
Yeah, and your dinosaur.
We hadn't met you at that point.
Who you were.
Yeah. I think you guys knew. Did we know? It was Lord's town at the very least.
I mean, he might not know that.
You might not have met him. Well, now you're saying you just no one knows who the Lord of Alo is. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, it's a pretty mid pirate town.
It caused me to lose a lot of face in front of my crew who don't have the same respect for you that I do. So, you see, my men are going to have a bit of sport with you. But I'll not raise a finger against you.
You're a gentleman and a shark scholar.
I do know a good bit about sharks. It just comes with the territory, though. I don't know if I would get my degree. You see, perhaps in the waters.
Is there a marine biologist in this campaign?
I think he's the marine biologist.
I think it's just ocean lore. I think Kandoso is the...
he was the marine biologist this whole time.
Yeah, right. And it consists of knowledge like make sure to put wax in your ears if you hear someone singing.
Like he's just got glasses on. Like yeah. Just imagine Kandoso with like bottle cap glasses. Yeah, like
put glasses on. I'm like, all right, now call me Professor Kandoso.
Professor Kandoso.
All right.
I wonder how many interdisciplinary lore skills you would need before you get like an actual degree. how many you just every time you get a skill increase, you're just like new lore. Anyway,
this one is on Fitzgerald in the Jazz Age.
You're on kind of a little islet here with some towers rising up, but in the waters around the beachhead, you do see blue and black fins, very large blue and black fins kind of cutting out. Making their way through the waves. And indeed, as Avamar begins to saunter off, he looks over his shoulder at you and it's like,
if you all are focused on taking out the Hurricane King, you might want to rethink it. He do be a dangerous sot, but do not underestimate his mistress, or she wields a power as well. Well, it gives me a shiver up me gills whenever I'm in a room with her. Shiver. You're going to need to deal with her as well as the Hurricane King.
No, we already killed her.
Whoa, what, really? Oh,
yeah, she's dead.
She lies ahead. She's not the direction you came from, so that's a...
Okay. I mean, like, she came to meet us, and we just killed her.
She's dead. We had access to a wish spell, and we just kind of wished it.
Did she turn into a bunch of... eels when she died? Because that was the bet I had with me crew.
No, she turned into a bunch of something, but it wasn't eels.
A
bunch of pieces of lady. It was weird.
Giblets.
Oh,
I think it's the official term.
What, chum, you say?
You see his, like, shark name.
I join you in battle.
he waves goodbye as he walks through the mist and says,
good luck to you all. May the currents not catch a drop of your blood for me to taste.
you don't have to fight a boss version of Avamar Sornash. You got that going for you.
That's good.
But we do need to roll into initiative turn order because there's a bunch of sharks that are going to eat you. Shark men. Where's the... What is wrong with me? Okay, there you go. I hit five buttons before I found the turn order. Roll 20.
Oh, one of those nights.
Did anyone else hurt?
I feel confident that I would have unhurted you guys. Oh, my.
Yeah, can we hand wave that? Are we paired up?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. This is the only cool thing Patrick does for us. Yeah, he doesn't worry about healing too much.
Yeah, that's why Patrick rarely ever kills us.
Don't say that.
You know what?
Don't taunt
no.
him.
Oh,
no,
man.
Healing.
Gosh, unless you have.
I didn't taunt you, Patrick.
Potion. Yeah, you know what? Rebecca, full health. Everyone else, you best be drinking potions. No, I don't know if you guys would you have battle medicine for Candoso? Have you done that yet?
Can you only benefit from that once a day? Is that what it is?
So, once an hour, right?
Yeah, let's see here.
Were we under any
particular, like, rush? Here?
Yeah, you're pretty sure, like, in a matter of hours, things would escalate to where you might not be able to rush through this aisle.
Right.
You'd have many a defenders, so.
Okay, so
it's not a matter of days. It's definitely a matter of hours.
Okay, right. Yeah, I mean if it's roughly a matter of hours, then I could probably get everybody back up to full. Okay. How much is everybody down?
No, hand waved.
Okay,
I want to play the game.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, someone said it was a cool thing that I did, and I'm like, yeah, I am a cool guy. You're right. I need Jabert to roll initiative.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
The lowest roll I've ever done.
That's not accurate at all.
That's not true. I've rolled technically lower than a five. Believe it or not.
Okay, I have rolled as well. What did I roll? I rolled pretty darn well.
You rolled dice.
But not well enough to beat a natural 20 for Honto. So, yeah, you see in the water a number of figures, Mr. Honto, to the north, to the south of this little island, and these are submerged under the water. What would you like to do?
Is their intent plain?
They seem to be kind of circling the island. You see maybe an eye pop out of the water every once in a while, kind of gauging your position.
God, of course. How the hell do actions work in this game?
It's two actions to hold a single action.
Standard action.
Following turn? Yeah.
Yeah. I think seeing that there are two to the north and one to the south, as far as I can tell, Hunter will position himself betwixt the captain and the nearest threat.
Okay, the one to the south.
It doesn't have to be this way. You can leave us alone. And I will prepare action. Flurry of blows if one of them gets nearby.
Oh, you know that they will. Alaris, you get to go first as well before they jump on you.
I will similarly prepare to strike if they get close.
Okay. Ready a sword strike. They are going to get close because on their turn, they just like literally great white shark jump out of the water.
Hmm.
Onto land here, so this is going to provoke your attacks here, so go ahead and make them Alaris and Honto. You're readied.
Let's do it.
Okay, Rebecca, calm down. Calm down. Critical hit.
Awesome.
I have a 39 and then a 46.
A hit and a critical hit.
Oh my goodness, okay.
What you want from me? I rolled a 17. I rolled really well there.
I'm just not used to it. Okay, so that's going to be 33 and then 56 piercing from me for a combined total of, 89?
Ooh, big old punch on this. These things are like 9 feet tall or so, these were shark men with ripped clothing and blue and grayish kind of skin tones. Yeah, they're big beefy boys, right, Rebecca?
In fact, that's like literally large size category.
Yeah. What's your crit here?
Hold on.
Lots of math.
Okay, so can you make a fortitude save against a DC of 37?
What? I rolled 37? I failed.
Okay. You are now slowed 2 until the end of my next turn.
Oh, no. Why, though?
Critical debilitation.
Why, though? Okay.
But hold on. Let me add up my damage.
He doesn't get to go.
Because that changes my damage. Right. Okay, so 58 damage, and then also 4 bleed. You are also flat-footed until the start of my next turn.
Look at all these status effects on him. Okay, so he doesn't get to go. This one has jumped to Candoso, so sorry, Candoso, getting bit. Gonna get tried a bit. 17 on the dice gonna be a bite, but not your 43 AC.
3.
Just a hit.
No. Hit. My AC is 38.
Still just a hit, I believe. Just a hit.
Okay.
Hey, jaw damage.
I said they didn't have to fight us. I mean,
seven. Oh, it's Jawsome.
It is Jawsome. 20 points of slashing damage as it bites into you, and then it's going to tear at you with his jaws. Just go ham. Oh, that's a lot more damage. 21 points of slashing as he kind of riptides into you. Honto, this guy's going to try to do the same. Just trying to get a bite on you. Good bite.
Okay, okay.
11 on the dice. That's going to be a miss against Honto. I was looking at Honto's AC, not yours, Kendo. So that explains it. And I'll do a second attack. She missed. Lower. All right. Well, that is their turn, the ones that are on land. Another one makes his way on land. This looks like the granddaddy of the sharkmen. Perhaps their leader who comes aboard with a giant cutlass, like a large size cutlass, and is like, kill them all. And then there's a couple more swimming in the water. Look at all these sharkmen. I got sharkmen for days. I'll keep cloning this one bad guy. if you guys murder them all. That is their turn, Candoso. We're on to you. Got a lot of shark folk.
Yeah, turns out a lot of sharks.
All right, I'm gonna step back a little bit.
Sorry, Rebecca, did you say 59 damage or 54? I didn't write down the damage at all. I just put all the okay. Sorry, Jibber, go ahead.
And I'm going to cast a level, we'll say level 7 chain lightning. See if we can soften these guys up a little bit.
But aren't sharks immune to electricity? No, it does not look like they are.
You would think, right? Maybe.
Like shark skin, wasn't that the property in Diablo 2 that gave you electricity resistance?
I think that's what I'm thinking of, right?
I think that's what it was.
Electric eels, they're basically the same skin. How many reflex saves?
So it'll be I guess I want to do like one.
This guy's name is Captain Horace Riptooth from the AP, the Were Shark Captain.
We'll do like that.
Did you draw or did you do something on the map? It just popped in for me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can you actually hit all of them?
Yes.
Okay. But if you want to go that way, the ones under the water, I think, will be getting cover.
There's no such thing as cover for this. It's a reflex save. So it's not attacking an AC. So
what? Does it target? What is chain lightning do?
Which is targets. Yeah, one creature plus a number of other additional creatures. So
are we, I mean, like, if we're thinking about it when it comes to electricity and water, I mean,
yeah, right, it doesn't seem like that would provide a lot of cover, like, you know, like in the same way that there's not like a mischance for spells, you know, unless you're making an attack roll.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah,
like the rules. They do get a bonus to their reflex, though.
In water?
In cover, yes.
Is that really a thing?
Bonus to AC, reflex, and stealth, yes. I'm just wondering if you do want to start with one of the ones in water.
No, in that case, I don't.
Path.
For everyone at home, the electricity arcs to another creature within 30 feet, then jumps to 30 feet of that and so on. You can chain it at any point up to, I'm guessing, its maximum range?
No, there's no limit.
What's the number?
There's no limit.
Well, you can just chain it around the world like a...
Yeah, I mean, as long as nobody critically saves against it. It stops when somebody critically saves.
No, I don't really see another great way to hit everybody. Unless I did like that, and then back here, but then that would still be starting with one of those.
I don't know, we're outnumbered. I think that they've got relatively low reflex saves. I'm just going to do it as is and see if I can
hit everybody. Gamble.
Yeah, it's a gamble. So,
and they have to critically succeed, so it's not like...
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've seen you roll a natural 20 before, so...
Yeah. I was about to say, well, that doesn't matter if they're in water or not, if I roll the natural 20. So, yeah,
so
I will go in order that you've drawn them here, which is all through the... This is all of them, right? Six? Yes. Six plus the captain at the end.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is DC 40.
Ooh, no, pretty low numbers on the first half.
Looks like captain's doing pretty good.
No, that's the last guy. Well, captain did roll well. I rolled a 18 for the captain, so...
Let's 5v5, those be bad.
Do some math. Yeah, what is the DC again?
40.
Yeah, so these first...
Oops, that's not what I wanted.
All these single digits are critical fails.
Okay.
Then 40. 13 is a fail, 19 is a success, and the captain... How much better do you have? Not enough to critically succeed on an 18.
Okay, so just...
Right. Oh, no. No, that's just a success. Okay, a lot of damage going on here. Okay, could have given them some kind of resistance. Any kind of resistance.
No, I rolled extremely low on 90-12.
Not a lot of...
I am double. So sorry, Javert.
Extremely low.
Oh, that's a sad roll.
42. So it'll be 80. Well, I mean, it's still 84 for each of the ones who crit failed.
Jeez,
I will note that everyone in the water crit failed. I'm saying that is because they're in the water.
That's
science.
They're like, I'm protected. I'm in the water. Oh no, I'm in the water.
Actually, hold on. Let me rejigger the math because I didn't. I didn't factor in the bonus there.
You should factor in that they're in the water.
Patrick, that's not a bonus. That's a no-ness, okay?
The chain lightning kind of skips off this first guy. This first guy did not critically fail. I'm sorry, Jabber. He failed.
All right.
Because of the water. But everyone else.
Go do some math then.
This guy, 84. This guy, Honto hit, basically taking all that double damage. That guy's bloodied. While I do this, we can go on to Cassius, who just rolled a natural 1. Tyler, is your captain drunk? What's going on here?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
This guy.
Is Cassius always drunk phase now? Is he yeah. Sober now?
He's probably sober right now. Yes. Yes.
You remember when I started out this campaign and I was like, oh yeah, Candoso loves to drink. And then Patrick
started making me roll. That's right. He used to be the drunk.
Yeah. And then Patrick started making me roll for addiction. I was like, nah, he quit drinking.
No more.
That's great. I love it. No, sorry. I was distracted by science. We have not learned if these things have attack of opportunities.
I think we just learned that because I stepped away from, I moved away from one in order to provoke.
Okay. And it did. It hit you?
No, it did not. It did not make an attack.
Oh, it did not. Okay. Cool.
That doesn't mean it doesn't have one. I want to point out.
It doesn't technically mean that it doesn't have one. It could be that Patrick wasn't paying attention.
Well, let's find out again.
Never happened before.
We're going
never
to once happened. Bon Mo this. Oh, man, Drew's in my head. This were shark that's right in front of me.
I just did the math and it looks like Jabert did a cool 315 points of damage.
Pretty good.
On that. Yeah, just a cash.
I mean,
cash 315.
I mean, like I said, it's very low damage for that spell. But
yeah,
for
real. Sure. There's a 37. That's a pretty low roll. 6 on the dice. 37 hit the were shark.
Yes, they're not wearing any armor. They're just big old shark boys.
Very good.
Oh, with your sword cane, eh?
That is 23 points of damage. And then we're going to do a pistol finisher.
Yeah.
To be clear, does that finish the pistol?
Oh, man. Somebody. Sorry. Sorry. Does it finish? Yeah, it does.
Oh, my God.
It better be Cassius good. Actually just. Cassius is just pulling out new pistols every time.
It's like Reaper.
Yeah, pretty much.
Die.
40.
Hit.
What did I roll there? 12? Okay. 20. Oh, hold on. I got to roll more damage.
Multiple shark men that are on the water here are bloodied after these assaults.
47 points of damage.
Okay, this one real hurt after you and Honto and Kendoso have seemingly teamed up on my favorite Sweet Lips the Shark.
That's my whole turn.
This one was also named Sweet Lips. How did you know?
Yeah, you guys just sussed it out.
Oh, no, it's Shark Lips.
His shark teeth are just candy corn.
How do you know which one is Shark Lips?
We are at the top of turn two. Honto, we're back to you.
Turn of dose.
This guy is real beat-em'd up in front of you.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah, this is a cool blue shark who's been electrocuted, and you've punched him, and Cassius just shot him.
Dude, let's look up shark facts.
Dude, let's look up shark facts.
Yeah, you keep going with your turn, Seth.
Holy cow, it turns out they're immune to electricity.
There is no shark that is ever recorded to have died by electricity.
None of them have been killed by power blinds.
All right. I have a feeling that everyone here is fine. There is a shark that is wielding a sword, if I can see that correctly ahead of us.
Towards the back, you got the captain shark. Oh, you're just moving right into him, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to play dodge tank. That's my role. okay. So, how do I open up here? You know what? Let's do a wolf drag just to slow this guy down a little bit.
Okay, go right ahead.
44?
That is a success.
Paltry damage, 22 piercing, but that is a prone shark, and that is my turn.
Big prone boy. Okay.
Do you know that Seth's character should probably actually take damage for touching the shark? Because shark skin often has a sandpaper-like feel, which can actually cause damage if you touch him.
Seth, Honto
why don't you take 1d6?
Honto has scoots, Tyler.
Oh, Honto also has wraps
Tyler,
on his hands.
Look up crocodile facts.
Oh, yeah, good little okay, lizard I'll, facts.
I'll rock facts. Alaris, Rebecca, we're on to you. This one's real beat-em'd up in front of you.
Yeah, it is no longer flat-footed, because that only lasted until the start of my next turn, but it is still slowed too. Mm-hmm. Question, if I did tumble behind and went, like, let's say here, I would technically have gone through both of their spaces. Would that mean both of them are flat-footed? Just curious.
Tumble behind.
Or do I choose one to be flat-footed?
I think tumble behind is specifically targeting one creature, but I don't know.
It says you tumble under and behind your foe. So maybe it's just one target.
Well, you're using tumble through, which is the action. And tumble through, when you use this, during your movement, you can try to move through the space of one enemy.
Okay.
So you can do it twice if you want to go through both of them and make the roll twice, but that's
The purpose here is to use tumble behind, which is a rogue ability to make it flat footed. So I'm going to do that to the one more southern.
Okay, he's looking a little less beat up
here. Yeah, but he is not slowed too.
Acrobatics.
Yep, it's a 51. Yeah.
Critical success. Not that that does anything, but yes, he rolled a 19. Okay. Way to go.
Wish that had been an attack. Here goes my natural one.
Throwing some 19s away left and right here.
All right. It's a 44 to hit.
That is a crit.
A crit? Really?
Yes. Shot. You're sharked.
Sharked. All right. Hold on. Got to get my calculator. All right. This time, you know what? I'll do the same thing. What was it? Fort save? 37.
Just gotta roll some double digis. I did not roll double digis. 37, you say. This is a fail.
Just a fail. Not a crit mm-hmm. fail? It'd be so fun if it were a crit fail. Okay. I don't know what to say. It's just slowed to until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Okay, here comes the damage. 1 second. Okay, 92. Seems God. Extreme. God. Is that right?
Yeah. That one's bloodied.
That's right. So 92 slashing damage and also, only 2 bleed. But it is flat-footed until the start of my next turn.
Okay.
To you or to everyone?
To everyone. I think it's a critical effect from my sword. Okay, so I get one more. No, do I have a quick strike on this? Yeah, I do. Look at that. Okay. Attack number 2 is a 33.
Oh, I forgot you were still making attacks. That is a hit against flat-footed.
Yep. Okay. So 47 slashing. And with quick strike, I get a third attack. 40!
A hit.
Going awesome. Crazy.
This never happens to me. Okay.
Glad I'm making your dreams come true here with...
You are! Shark thank you so
giant
much.
Shark boys.
Does that shark look like an inanimate object of some sort, perhaps?
He is also enfeebled 1. I forgot to do debilitating strikes on the last one. That's okay.
What is the ability that's making him slowed again?
It's critical debilitations. It just gives me, on critical strikes, I have that as a debilitating strike option. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm applying, as opposed to my normal debilitations.
Interesting. They do... It says when you regain your actions, reduce the number of actions regained by your slow value. Because you regain action during your turn. And this slowed goes down at the end of the turn?
It says it lasts until the end of my next turn. So I don't know if that means it reduces by 1 at the end of my next turn, or it just goes away at the end of my next turn.
I think it goes away, because it always has a value. Okay.
So 58 slashing on that final.
Oh, right. He's still alive. He'll get his one action right now. He's going to turn around, feebled 1, try to bite you. Big old bite. Ooh, it was almost a 16 on the dice. A 6, though, is what I've rolled, and that is going to be a miss. The other slowed 1 will do the same. 18 is going to be a hit. 24 points of slashing damage, and I've got more sharks that are coming in to have some fun with you guys. Yeah, yeah, sharks. Yeah. And the big captain shark is going to stand up as his first action. I will do him last. Let's do a bite against Candoso. One jumps out of the water. He looks like a big old brownish hammerhead shark. I'm just going through all the street sharks. I think all that was the one.
We're not trying to bite then.
I rolled a natural 1. So
did he try to bite, Patrick?
I was about to say, he did try to bite his...
You have tiny mouths!
His tiny mouth and his terrible... Like, you're standing right in the middle of the hammerhead, so you're like in his blind spot, I guess. I've rolled a natural 1.
He's just starts going, dum, 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 at the air, just like completely missing.
The second attack is... if you're 37, that is just a hit.
38.
Minus 5. Yes. For a second attack, that's still just a hit. 27 points of slashing damage. Cassius, you've got 2 on you. Oh man, oh, we're gonna rip and tear here. To get 2 bite attacks. Start off. There's a natural 20. There's a natural 15. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tyler,
yeah,
what did you say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, here come the 20s.
You summoned it!
Choo choo! The first hit.
It's just what I do.
Is 29 points of damage, and the crit is. Gotta go to the calculator. 54 points of slash and damage. They've each got a chunk out of each of your arms, and they're gonna rip and tear and rip. Maybe in that order, I don't know. how much? This again. 2d12. Kill Captain Cassius. That's another 31 points of damage, and this guy technically can get another bite in because he was already on the shore. Gah, miss. Okay, Honto, this one that jumped on you is not technically flanking. He's just right behind you. Six is a miss. And another natural one. Okay, he's another hammerhead. Can't do nothing here.
If you as a listener learn anything from this entire podcast, it's that hammerhead sharks suck.
They suck so bad.
At everything.
Okay, the bleed is still on these two, Rebecca. So 4 points here, 2 points here. Let's get to the captain, who has already spent an action standing Honto. He's going to take his bite attack, or no, his sword attack. Rarg. 12 is just a hit against Honto. Four. 27 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And one more from him, his third action. Whole bunch coming at you, minus 5. I think is your AC 40?
43.
Never mind. I was looking at Aussie's armor class that you have written here. Okay, that's a miss. And that is their full turn. You got a couple bleeding out sharks, bloodied sharks, and a whole bunch all around you. We're back to
anyone else not seeing Patrick's rolls?
Candoso. I can't.
No, he went to GM mode at some point.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I usually make them all aware so you can see them. Did you not see the crit? Oh, no.
No, yeah, we saw the crit.
That was the last one we saw.
I was about to say, I just did all these damages secretly. Secretly. What you got, Jibbert?
Let's see. Well, I am surrounded by a bunch of sharks.
I promise there'll be another combat where you can chain lightning after this one if you don't do it. There'll be more opportunities.
He's like lying. He's
several
lying.
Bad guys.
He's it's lying.
Not gonna be, it's not going to be one adamantine cola after this.
I don't know. It's still a pretty juicy chain lightning target.
I mean, they're all. It's so good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do another chain lightning. I'm going to do a level 6 version this time, though. So
okay.
So it'll be sort of the, I guess, like the kind of the obvious path.
They're all out of the water now, so it's not looking good.
Then, meow, meow, meow.
15s are going to be success. Well, I'm sorry, what is the DC again?
40. 40.
All the rest of these are fails. 3, 5... 6 are critical fails. So okay. 3 critical fails, 1 fail, 2 successes, and the captain has rolled a 9, which is just a fail.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Roll a little higher here. Yeah. 44. So
I'm fine, not by a lot, but
it was a lower spell slot. So
it's, I mean, yeah, honestly, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking guys off the board here
right
now. Yeah. So that's 88.
Yeah, 88. Goof. On a crit fail.
Goof.
22 to the guy directly in front of me. And then on a fail, just 44.
No, he just he succeeded.
I thought you said he...
The 15 is a success.
No, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, so 22 on a success.
Oh, right. Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know... Got to do. I wrote down 44. Got to do some annoying math now. Subtraction. What's 86 minus 22? It's 64. Okay, there we go. Oh boy. Oh, there's too many high numbers here. Why do you have to increase the number of hit points everything gets?
You know, unlike
as the level what's goes about up.
Unlike these sharks, the Greenland shark is the oldest known vertebrate in the world. And there's one particular one that they've aged at 400 years.
That's older than Joe Biden.
You know, I read that the other day, and I was like, my goodness, that shark probably just wants to die, right? Like, gosh, sucks for that shark.
I was going to say, I feel sorry for it.
Yeah.
What about goblin sharks, though? Have you seen those?
That catheter change. Yeah.
You gotta. Well, the thing about a shark is you gotta change two catheters.
Yeah. It's a double cath. It's pretty brutal. But another fun fact, while Patrick's doing math, is that the whale shark has kind of white white dots on the top. Mm-hmm. And those are unique to each individual creature, like a fingerprint. So you can actually tell the exact shark by the white dotted pattern on the top.
Are they also right. not like, they're like not even a whale or a shark, right? Like,
there's big old mammals, you know?
They're not.
Yeah. Are they whales or are they sharks? I thought they were whales.
They're yeah. just big old. They're just big old.
They're fish.
Yeah. Are they fish or are they
they're
mammals?
They're all fish.
It says they're, whale sharks are the biggest fish in the ocean. So I'm going to go yeah. with fish.
They're not an actual whale. That is going to kill two of the heavily damaged street sharks, one of which had 14 hit points and another 12. Blasted them. So you see,
they would have died on a success. Holy cow.
Dark bits. Yeah, just going everywhere. That's why I was trying to convince Jabir not to do it. They did so much damage to Captain Cassius because you decided to leave a couple of them alive.
Oh, I am sorry. I saw a boss.
I was about to say, the rest of them, you've got the three more that are bloody. The one right next to you, Kandoso, seems to be doing the best of the lesser sharkmen, and the boss shark. Still going strong as we go to wait. Do you have a third action? Is there anything you want to do for the third action, Jabert?
Oh, sorry. I apologize. What?
Sorry. I just realized I don't think we gave you a third action.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I forgot I get third action since
I thought you were just thinking about it. And then I was like, oh, wait, no. He just didn't know I was talking to him. Oh, no.
Sorry. He's playing Subway Surfer.
Right. I will. Put a shield. I'll put a shield.
Boom.
My level 2 shield that I still have.
Called it.
Cassius.
I'm going to Bonmo for a success. And then reload the pistol. And then make a melee strike.
That's a critical success.
And my Bonmo will be, your mama should have been a tiger shark.
Tyler, you looked up all these shark facts. You don't have a good Bonmo.
I was like, your mama should have been a tiger shark, so you would have died in intrauterine cannibalism.
Okay, maybe I should have pulled back on prodding you there. That's my fault. I pulled that one out of you. Yikes.
Yeah. I gotta punish you for being so silly. 37.
That's
we already know that
thing.
That's a hit. Intrauterine cannibalism? Yeah, some sharks do it. And probably some people too. 22 points of damage. And then we're going to do a finishing shot.
Hit.
38 is also a hit. Boy, I would really like to see the crit come up here. For 59 points of damage. That's my turn.
Oh, he's still alive.
Ooh. Unfortunate.
Oof. Turn 3, Honto, you're on Captain, what did I say his name was? Horace Sawtooth? Riptooth. He's a cool street shark captain who's leading these guys. He looks down at you and says, scaly flesh. What do you want to do?
Flurry of blows.
Flurry of blows.
I'm going to do a key for you specifically, so let's get this out of the way. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a hit, so it's okay.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be just a hit, Patrick. That's fine. I'll let it be. So that's 39. Oh, that's 35.
Two fives in a row. That's a miss.
I know. Now I'm rerolling that.
Ooh.
Dang it!
Oh, natural one. Did you scare your cat in the background there?
No, he's sleeping still.
Okay, good. You did a very loud, dang it.
Well, I know, because I just hear a point. Rolls a one.
What's
the amount of times that has happened in this game to me.
What's the damage on the first hit?
I don't care anymore.
I'm writing down 5.
No, hold on.
20.
Hold on.
30.
I'll get an actual number for you.
40, 50.
51 force damage. I guess I'll just do 2 more strikes, because why not? Can't roll worse than a 1. It's all up from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another hit.
Alrighty. And oh, there we go. There's another 1.
Technically, this one is worse because it's got the negative 10 on
correct.
The multiple attack. But is that correct. 33 damage on this other hit?
There? Yeah, 33 piercing.
Okay, that is enough to bloody him up.
Okay.
We don't like that. Alaris, we're on to you.
I love it.
You're flanked by a couple of the lesser sharks here. Honto's taking on the captain. Your captain's got another one on him. What do you want to do?
If I stepped here, would I be flanking with Honto?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do that. And then I get three strikes with my curve blade.
Oh, no. No. Forgetting the only reaction that I gave them. No. Okay. Go right ahead. I'm going to do it on my turn. I don't care.
Okay. 34 to hit?
Hit.
Okay.
That's a natural two. Just for those at home on this first attack.
Really? Boy.
Yeah. You roll the natural two.
Toot toot hooray. Very rare we get to indulge in those.
Okay, so celebrate 54 a two. Yeah. Slashing damage and they are enfeebled one.
I'm sorry, 32?
No, 54.
Bill, 54. Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. Attack number two is a 40.
A hit.
Okay, hold on. 54. Didn't I just do 54? 54 slashing damage.
Okay, now
does enfeebled one stack? Can they now be enfeebled two?
Don't think so.
No?
How much damage? 54?
54.
Still up.
All right. Number three is a 35.
That is enough to kill this one.
Yeah. Right in front of you.
Three hits again.
Valera's rolling rocks, even with a natural two.
Becca. Okay. But this one behind you is...
rolling rocks with a two.
No longer... No longer slowed behind you, so you each got a shark on you. Honto shark captain, as we get to their turn, I'm going to make some attacks. Let me do a couple against Laris first. Bites. Natural one on the first one. Awesome. Great. Good. 17 on the second. Rebecca, your AC is 39 right now?
Yep.
The 17 is going to be just a hit. For 23 points of slashing damage. And it's going to rip and tear through the bites for an additional eight. Candoso, bite two bites against you as well. Bite. 9 and an 8. Hit and a miss. 20 points of slashing. They'll make a third attack, which misses. Cassius.
Patrick, just warning you, if you don't crit me, I've got another shark bonmo. So I'm trying to motivate you.
You dare. All right. First attack, miss. Second attack, miss. Third attack, natural. Yeah. Critical hit. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
Dude.
You believed in me when I didn't believe in
myself. I did.
Patrick,
I really
isn't there
did.
A rule? Hold on. Isn't there a rule in Pathfinder 2nd Edition where if you
the
roll a natural 20? Yes.
Yes.
Where if you roll a natural 20, but the attack would miss, it doesn't count as a critical hit?
It counts as one better, but their third attack, that is still a hit. I'm guessing your AC is 39, Cassius?
Yeah.
Tyler?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I was just trying to say.
Seth, don't take this away from me.
It's 50. Oh,
you
points.
Like to get crit, don't you? You dirty boy.
Oh god, it's 50 points of slashing.
Okay.
All right, Captain is on Honto, and I'm using my ability first, which I forgot about, and it doesn't. Well, I'm glad I wasted that one here. He's trying to make a reaction intimidate check because you rolled a one against him. It doesn't matter. Okay, light attack against Honto. Oh, it's a. It's a four. Okay, let's do a second
the
bite attack
from time
against,
to time.
Second bite attack against Honto. Oh, there's a better.
That's a lot better of a roll.
Let's roll some damage. Oops, got 10 plus 27 points of slashing.
Fine.
And he rips into you for another two.
Oh.
Two on 2d12. Okay, additional 2 points. How can you bear it? Yikes. I set these guys up to be pretty glass cannony, but that's not going to do it. It's not going to be enough. Okay, there's... Oh, boy. Another natural one. This guy is still bleeding behind you, Rebecca.
It's a lot of red.
And we're on to Candoso's turn. What do you have, Jabert? Besides...
The herd is substantially thinned, so...
About half the shark men are dead, lying on the beach here. Maybe floundering.
Lying on the ground.
Maybe they start like shrinking down to like human size again. They're transforming like.
No. Let's go with maybe a focus spell. Yeah, let's go with maybe a focus spell. I feel like a real downgrade after all that chain lightning, but let's yeah, let's pop this guy who's right on me with a Tempest Surge.
Reflex?
CC 40 reflex, yeah.
Oh, 17 on the dice. DC 40?
Correct.
That is just a success.
Okay. So half damage. And so low damage. 56. That's not that low. Okay. 56, so
28. 28, yeah, I was about to say. Okay. Third action.
Put up a shield.
Still shielding. Cassius.
Bon Mo. Success. Reload. Sword strike.
Oh, that's from my bed.
Reroll.
Tyler, you said that you had a Bon Mo for us.
Ooh.
No, I said if he didn't crit me, I had
a Bon
Mo. Oh, yeah. I was giving him a chance to stop the terrible Bon
Mo. 40 gone. Yeah, from a 2 to a 17 on that reroll. That's crit.
All right, that's going.
Wait, Tyler, you're attacking the one that's in front of you? Okay.
Yeah.
He has 2 hit points left, so he's very dead. Oh,
really?
I'm so sorry, man, Tyler. That's
such a bummer. Okay, well, finishing shot on the one that's threatening Candoso.
Yeah, that makes sense.
34.
Hit.
For 20, that's 40, 50, 54 points of damage.
Okay, that one's bloodied as well. That's all Gandos. Onto. Just
grit on my gun, please. Speaking of please let this crit, I'm going to go ahead and do a wolf drag on this guy.
Dude, Seth, did you want a croc fact?
Yeah.
Crocodiles have the strongest stomach acid of any known vertebrate. Because of their need to have to break down bones, horns, all that.
Interesting. Kind of okay.
Stuff. Nature's trash compactors.
I was prepared to already know what you were going to say because I know a lot about crocodilians. I did not know that. So
yeah, I knew I had to go. I knew I had to go. I knew I had to dig deep. Otherwise, I wasn't gonna be able to give you one.
That's a 52 to hit, Patrick.
Critical hit.
That got a lot worse. That got a lot worse for this guy because Wolf Drag is fatal D12.
Oh, okay.
I haven't updated the.
Does it do it when you hit roll critical damage? Does it change it?
Let me see because it doesn't.
It looks like it's doing it.
Let me see if I set it up correctly. This is 4d12. Okay. Here we go. 94 piercing damage.
Oh, jeez Louise.
And he's prone. And now I do a flurry.
Yeah.
And he's on the ground.
Yeah, I don't see this working out very well for him.
31.
2 on the dice is a miss.
Yeah. 37.
That's a hit.
27 piercing damage. And that is my turn.
Okay. He's still alive, jeez Louise.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, Shark Captain's alive.
I'm thanking you for rolling that natural 2 there. Alaris, we're on to you. You got a captain on the ground.
You know what, Patrick? You're so welcome.
All right. Alaris has a couple
I might survive Alaris's turn, but probably not.
Alaris has a couple of options. She could either continue, I guess, turn toward the shark that she initially slowed, or go toward the big guy that is now on the ground, but it seems a little wrong to steal that kill from Honto. So I'm going to tumble.
Does not care, by the way.
I'm going to tumble behind the one that is right. I mean, it's closer to me anyway. So I'm going to try to tumble behind. We'll see how it goes. It's a 44. Yep.
Correct. Right. Success.
So now I'm going to strike at a flat-footed shark person thing. It's 44 to hit.
Critical hit.
Oh yeah. Okay, hold on.
I don't like this. Oh no.
To get make a fortitude save. Let's see if you're slowed.
Don't think he's surviving this. Just give me the damage.
Just give me the damage.
He's not slowed.
I don't know. It's something like 58 or something.
Well, I need to know that exact number.
Oh, hold on. Ah, da-da-da-da.
If it is
got
only
so many
50s.
Numbers to add up. It's flat-footed, so 86, not in the 50s.
Yeah, he had 83 hit points left, so that one's dead.
Sweet.
Oh,
third action.
I could run over and use quick strike to strike at the shark person that is cowering Kendoso or menacing Kendoso.
You can also very much kill the captain that's on the ground in front of
Hondo. That is Hondo's kill. Or right. Cassius's, whoever gets to it first, I guess. But
it's not going to be Hondo, I guarantee you.
But yeah, I'm, again, closer to this one. I'm going to run at it and use quick strike to take my second strike. 32 to hit.
A miss.
I'm going to reroll that.
This is BM.
How dare you? Five on the dice. You absolute monster, Rebecca. How dare you? Rebecca has it missed. She's like, I refuse to miss.
Yeah.
Do you need an exact number? Or is it
that's
dead?
Disrespect.
No. This is a possible kill. We'll do the reverse math this time. It's got 109 hit points left, so probably not enough.
No, yeah, not going down.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know. You rolled like max damage on this first one, so and you rolled a lot of damage.
Rebecca was going to miss, but she said
that is 77 slashing damage. It is also 8 bleed.
I was about to say it's not flat footed, so it's not taking the additional.
No, but I get additional damage when it's not flat footed as well, and I factored that in. So 77.
Hey, it's still up.
But roll fortitude.
That's an important one. Okay, because he's taking his turn next.
Rebecca was going to miss, but she said, "Daga kotowaru."
9 on a fortitude against 37.
Yeah, 37.
He succeeded.
Aw, all right. That still does slowed something. One. It is slowed 1.
Okay. On his turn, he's going to rip into a Laris claw attack or bite attack. Yeah. Nah.
You can try.
5 on the dice. It's his last action. Natural 20. Oh, yay.
Man.
He did try. He tried so hard and fell so far. In the end, it's 21 points of slashing. No, 42 points of slashing damage. Critical hits. Hondo, this captain's going to stand up. Try to bite your head off.
Okay, that's fine.
Gonna try. He's gonna fail. He's gonna try again.
Man.
10 on the second attack. No, he does not. Okay. I was very excited about surviving Larence's crit turn. Kandoso, we're back to you. This one's looking very weak in front of you. The one on Hondo looking very weak. What do you want to do? Muted. Yes. Sorry. And yes. Oh, still muted somehow. Microphone. Maybe.
I was double muted. Sorry.
Yeah.
Somehow, Jabert's still muted.
Somehow.
That's what I do when I have to fart on the podcast. I'm like, let's get 2 layers of.
I want to make double sure.
Super certain.
Oh boy. Hunter's looking like rough stuff here, huh?
No.
No. Not at all.
Nah, he's fine.
Oh no! Come on, don't say me that, Seth. say you're real beating them up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. On that last turn,
I'll save you, Hondo. Don't worry, Hondo. I'll save you. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to come over to my friend Hondo. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I got lots of movement. I can move all the way over here. Yeah. Move over here, and then I will say, don't worry, Hondo. I'll save you. And I'm going to drop a Tempest Surge on this guy.
Wow. Tempest Surge.
C40. Uh-oh.
It's going to do well this time. I know it is.
It doesn't matter if he succeeds, because he did succeed. But he had 3 hit points left. Ooh, so
there's the damage you want.
Oh, my God.
3 hit points?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, Seth. Yeah.
I saved you.
Captain Cassius, there's one wereshark left. Taylor.
Thank you for saving me.
There, shark.
Bonmo. Success. Reload.
I mean, you literally asked where the shark was, and then you attacked it. I don't really know why you even asked.
Right there. You know.
Where's shark? I attack it.
38.
A hit?
23. Or, sorry, 21.
He's still alive?
Gun.
That's a thing that you have?
Gun?
35?
He's less alive right now. He had 11 hit points left. We're out of combat.
Woo!
Gun? Can I say that whenever you tell me that someone's still alive, Patrick? Gun?
Never mind, he's not alive anymore.
Cassius turns to everybody and says, "Well done," and then coughs up a pint of blood.
A pint?
Yeah, everyone got shark bites all over you, and now not is really, the time to not.
I can't believe
healing.
I can't believe Patrick
crit you twice in the one
finally
combat.
Brought this up, but Cassius actually has a fatal allergy to sharks, so he's not doing too good.
Oh, interesting.
More shark opponents to come. Indeed, yeah. You guys can start the healing process before you continue on in the caverns of Lugerhole, but you feel pretty good after this fight. This is the one that built up your confidence. You didn't have to fight like a level 20 Avamar Sornash boss.
Yo, none of us lost control of our characters this episode.
Yeah. I don't know. Rebecca was pretty out of control with that role. I would argue. No, you guys feel infused with power, and indeed, we're returning to these characters in a couple weeks at level 19.
Oh, my Lambda.
Even more powerful. What have I done?
A mistake. You've done a mistake.
I've done a boo-boo.
You've done an oopsie poopsie.
I wanna just lay that down on someone at work someday. It's like, I did an oopsie poopsie. See what they say.
Legit, like I was playing through a Hitman, the World of Assassination, the new version, like the roguelite Hitman that came out. Oh, and my. Just like, Whenever I killed someone, I was just like, oopsie poopsie. I accidentally shoved somebody into like a trash compactor, like, oopsie. Uh-oh.
Why don't they have the voice actor do that? That's going to do it for this Dedamin Rorono crits. Thank you guys for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Don't forget to level up your characters and listeners and freebie captains, Patreon pirates, everybody listen. Thank you for listening.
Oh, we'll level up your characters.
Yeah, level up your characters too. You know what, everyone?
Level up your characters, listeners.
Listeners. I have the power. so long.
Your GMs told me that you guys could level up. So,
yeah. It's all right.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
That's how we do it. Oh no.
Arr.
Arr.
Bye.
Arr, bye.